Many people speak and give the opinions, but they really did not know nothing about football. The only team who won the champions was Saudi Arabia. Don't forget that. And to be honest, I'm really don't worry about what the people say. This contract is unique because I'm a unique player as well. So for me, it's normal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really delighted and excited to welcome you all to this historic event. The unveiling of the Portuguese star and the world's greatest footballer, Cristiano Ronaldo, as a Nasr player here at Marsoul Park, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Welcome, Cristiano.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, yes. Announcing this historic transfer, your new club stated, "This is history in the making. This is a signing that will not only inspire our club to achieve even greater success, but inspire our league, our nation, and future generations, boys and girls, to be the best version of themselves." Cristiano, bem-vindo a Arabia Saudita. Welcome to Saudi Arabia, your new home, and to Al-Nassr, your new team. So you conquered Europe. Now a fresh new start in Asia. How does it feel to be here in Saudi Arabia?
Well, so far feeling very good. I'm so proud to make this big decision in my life and football. As you mentioned before, in Europe, my work, it's done. I won everything. I played in the most important clubs in Europe. And for me now is the new challenge, as you mentioned, in Asia. I'm grateful that Al-Nassr gave me this opportunity to show and develop, not only for the football, but also for the generation, the young generation, the women's generation as well, for the young boys. And for me, it's a challenge, but in the same way, I feel very, very happy and very proud.
Definitely, and absolutely ready. What excites you and also your family who are here already with you about your new future in Saudi Arabia?
They are happy as well. You know, when I take my decisions, my family, they always support me, especially my kids.
And my God bless them
as well. But it's good. They are very happy. The welcome yesterday was amazing. We feel good here. Saudi Arabia people, they are lovely with me and with my family. So I'm really proud.
You already felt it. Well, Cristiano, you have always been ambitious. What are you hoping to achieve on and off the pitch in Saudi Arabia?
As I told you before, for me, this is a great opportunity, not only in football, but also to change the mentality of the new generation. As nobody know, but I can say now, I had many opportunities in Europe, many clubs in Brazil, in Australia, US, even in Portugal, many clubs tried to sign me, but I give the word to this club for the opportunity to develop not only the football, but the other part of this amazing country. And for me, it's a good challenge. I know what I want, and I know, of course, what I don't want as well. So always a good chance to change, to help with my knowledge and my experience, to help to grow many, many important points. Also, a women's that many people probably they don't know, but Al-Nassr, they have a women's football as well. And I want to give a different vision of the country, of the football, the perspective of everybody. So this is why I took this opportunity.
Amazing. Respect. Frankly speaking, did Saudi performance at the World Cup and the fact that all the players are in SBL really helped in convincing you doing the move and joining Saudi football?
Many people speak and give the opinions, but they really did not know nothing about football. As you know, the football now, probably the last 10, 15 years, they are different. All the teams, they are more prepared. all the teams, they are ready. If you see, and you give the example of World Cup, the only team that won the champions was Saudi Arabia. Don't forget that.
Yes.
And you had many surprises. South Korea, for example, the African teams, Costa Rica, for example, they did a good job. It's not easy to win any games today because the teams, they are prepared. The football, it's different. The evolution of football is different. So for me, it's not the end of my career to come in South Africa. This is why I want to change. And to be honest, I'm really don't worry about what the people say. I took my decisions and I have responsibility to change that. But for me, I'm really, really happy to be here. And I know the league is very competitive. The people don't know that as well, but I know because I saw many games. And you know, what I want, and I'm looking forward, it's to play. And I hope to play after tomorrow if the coach thinks that is a good chance. But I'm ready to enjoy it, to still play football and enjoy the people.
We're really excited to see you on the pitch as well. Well, one thing we all agree on, this is a unique signing. But some people have criticized your move here. I know you don't care, as you just mentioned, but I want your thoughts on this.
I'm a unique player, so it's good to come in here. I beat the all records there, so I'm going to beat a few records here as well. So for me, it's a good chance. As you say, this contract is unique because I'm a unique player as well. So for me, it's normal.
Great. What is your message to all your fans in Saudi and around the world from here?
It's simple. I come in here to win, to play, to enjoy, to be part of the successful of the country and the culture of the country. And I'm here all together with Al Nassr, with my coach, with my president, and the old people from Al Nassr. And what I want is to enjoy, to smile, and play football.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Cristiano. And ladies and gentlemen, another round of applause to our great player and star, Cristiano Ronaldo. To you, Coach Rudy, how are you?
Very happy.
I can see that. I can see the huge smile.
For sure.
Well, Coach Rudy, you managed hundreds of players in your managerial career. How do you think working with the world's best player would add to your team?
First of all, I'm very surprised about a lot of people in the press conference today.
Of course.
Normally after the game, there is 3-4 journalists. Today, I don't know why.
This is a new era.
So, please, every game, everyone is welcome to come after the game to speak about Cristiano's goal. Cristiano is one of the best players in the world, in the story of the football. He's a legend, so it's an honor for sure for me, but also for Al Nassr to welcome Cristiano. We are here to win, nothing else.
Great. You once said you want to coach Ronaldo. Here he is, right next to you.
Yes, we will have time to speak about a lot of things, but about the most important thing, and the most important thing is here, is green, and we need to train, and we need to win, and we need to play here.
Absolutely. How do you see him, Cristiano, impacting football beyond just Al Nassr, but also on the league and the wider region?
Yeah, he's an example. Everyone knows that. So my goal, my objective for Cristiano is make him happy, and I want him to enjoy playing with Al Nassr and winning with Al Nassr, just that.
Yeah, it's all about enjoying, true that. Thank you, Rudy. Wishing you, Ronaldo, and the rest of the team great success in the future. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we have we have come to our end of this session. Cristiano will now make his way to the dressing room to get ready for his big moment, the unveiling in a Nasser kit for the very first time. Thank you all for joining us in this special and historic occasion.